been a floor dweller lately. I like the floor.
Well, when you're a dog, gotta lay down.
I was about to say, I learned it from you. So, I guess you're right.
Yeah, okay.
Hello, welcome back to Let's Be Frank.
Not me speaking my ancestors' tongues.
Stop. I didn't do it on purpose. Oh my god.
I can say it, you can't.
Anyway, welcome back to the podcast. Today, me and Karani were talking about school. So, you know, favorite subjects, what we liked, what we didn't like. Karani, I flunked out.
I didn't flunk out of school. I'm in college now. I did actually very well academically.
Did you?
Yeah.
I'm sure you did.
Fuck off.
Karani had to give out BJs to get A's.
I went to sleep with one of my teachers and he was, my God. But he wasn't like a teacher. He was a gym teacher.
Oh, everyone's had a hot gym teacher.
This man was 6'8".
Wow.
Ugh. I still think about him to this day.
Stop. Okay, anyway. So, school subjects.
Gym.
No.
What was your, did you have a favorite subject?
I enjoyed math. Because. You said math. No, math. M-A-T-H.
There's no mess without math, so keep going.
What? No, I loved math. I was very good at it. That's why I think I liked it, because it was just very easy for me. Like, I did calculus in, what was it, junior year or something.
Probably
like that?
Junior year.
Yeah.
Because they could do calculus in trig,
yeah,
junior.
Then I did calc 2, I think, senior year, if I remember correctly.
Huh.
But I was good at math. I liked it. So, yeah. How about you? What was yours?
I was at also math class. I found it very easy to do. I got into trigonometry, and it was really weird because I was obviously gay in high school, but
obviously
gay,
painfully.
This my trig teacher had the biggest set of tits I've ever seen in my life. She didn't wear a bra, so you could always see her fucking nipples. And I'm sitting in class like, ma'am,
you're like 1 + 1 equals
tits.
Two big breasts.
They were ridiculously huge, but no. People used to literally pay me to do like their math homework and math projects. I was a fucking psychopath.
Oh, so you
in high
were
school.
Selling yourself young.
Yikes!
I haven't stopped yet.
No, I mean you started young. You're never gonna stop. I like science too. Science was cool.
I love science. What's wrong with me?
The one science I did not like that was chemistry.
What? That's the best one.
No, chemistry was hard.
Make stuff explode?
We didn't make anything explode.
Well, I know, but when you have like the math and the knowledge behind it, it's kind of cool.
For some reason, me and chemistry did not see eye to eye. Huh. Like I could understand like how like a carbohydrate and oxygen, they make something, and then like but like the oxygen takes away the one thing, and then like
that carbon bonds.
Sure, whatever. I don't know.
Okay. I feel like you're talking about, yeah, you're talking about bonds, but it's okay.
It was a lot for me.
I said, and it's covalent bonds. I'm so stupid.
It's okay. I don't know what it's called. I call it carbohydrates. Mm-hmm. It's fine. No, but I liked science. I just did not like chemistry. I mm-hmm. loved, like, biology. Did I like biology? Maybe I didn't like science.
In biology, maybe I didn't like science. In your biology courses, did you like dissect animals?
We didn't. There was like a separate like program for it, huh. So like you could like sign up for it and do it. I did not.
They made us do it. I had to dissect the sheep brain.
A sheep brain?
Sheep brain.
Okay.
Which wasn't that very big. It almost resembles drawers. We had to do an octopus. Hmm. That was disgusting. Dead octopus, worst smell ever fucking smelled on this planet. Like, when I die, like, that's, I don't want to ever have that come back.
Probably have your feet smell after a shift at
fuck
work.
Fuck off, bitch. That's
yeah,
terrible.
That's what
fuck
I
you.
Thought. Call me sheep brain.
Am I wrong?
Yes.
Did I say baby pig? We did baby pigs. The worst thing we cut was a fucking baby shark.
How many things did you cut?
It was a lot.
What?
The shark was terrible. It was like, it was really hard to cut open. But because I had the fucking scalpel in my hand the wrong way, I cut myself trying to cut the shark open. And the teacher goes, only you, Karan. And I said, I know. Sorry.
He said, sorry.
Went to the nurse's office. And I was like, hurry up so I can go back to class. I want to finish dissecting my shark. And that's what I did.
Well, no, because, I mean, Karan's going to school for nursing. So, like, this makes sense that he finds it interesting. I do not find it Like, is it interesting? Sure. Am I, like, dying to dissect something? No.
I get that. Yeah, this one girl, she passed the fuck out in class. She was like, absolutely not. And then she was like, she wasn't like this, but she literally was like a vegan animal activist in high school. And she was like, I want no parts of this. And she got full credits for not doing anything in class. I said, cool.
What?
Yeah.
I mean,
more power to her. She's still a vegan to this day. Her whole family does not eat any type of meat.
Good for her. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I
don't what know. What other classes were you like good in? Because it's also like, there's art class.
Oh, I loved art class. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm a very artistic person. Not autistic. I knew you were going to. You dumb bitch. No, I loved art class.
I'm dying right now.
I remember we did ceramics, and I made a mug, and I had a narwhal in it.
Thanks, Mr. Narwhal.
Huh. Yeah. Like, you know how, like, some mugs have, like, animals on the bottom? Yeah, I put a narwhal at the bottom. It was fun.
Why a narwhal?
Because if I remember correctly, I think we had to pick an animal that started with our name, and there's no other animal that starts with an N besides a narwhal, if you think about it. Think about it.
I'm thinking about it, but I'm also going to Google something.
Go ahead. Google it up. Is it like nocturnal owl? I'd be like, no.
What I don't like is that I was typing that in, and the first thing that popped up was animal names that start with N. Like, I literally typed in animal names, and that's the first thing that popped up. That's disgusting.
That's weird.
So I'll give you this. Narwhal is number two.
What's number one?
A newt.
Why'd I make a newt?
A nighthawk.
See, look, night. Does not count.
A nabralek? It looks like a fucking kangaroo fox had a baby.
What'd you call me?
A needlefish, nightingale, naked mole rat. I work one of those at my other job. A natterjack. A nematode. A nene? Nini?
But think about it. If you're making a cup with an animal.
Right. A nursing shark? Okay. Okay. Narwhal's the best one.
Thank you.
I'll give it to you.
What was number one? A newt?
A newt, which is like a salamander looking thing.
Yeah, like a little lizard. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I was not making a goddamn newt. Yeah, I liked art. Gym was fine. Gym, I got out of the mile, so I don't care.
You got out of the mile?
I don't know how I did it.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I didn't have to do it.
Oh my god. I didn't hate gym class, but I also didn't love gym class. Like, I was one of the first kids in my school to be out. Or I got outed. Let's say they knew I was gay before I did. So I always got not ostracized, but like they would always pick me last. I'm like, oh, fuck you guys. Like, whatever. So I would be really bad.
Cry and let that gay rage fly.
Oh, super fly. They would put us on. I'd be the last pick. Whatever. We would play like baseball, wiffle ball, whatever. And I would literally suck on purpose. You want me to swing the bat? Oh, I don't know how to do that all of a sudden.
Like, oh.
The ball's coming. You want me to catch it?
Oh my god!
Right past my head.
I missed the ball.
Yeah.
What were you bad at in school? You know what I mean?
Anything writing.
I couldn't write to save my life.
But you're not ready for this. Buckle up, kiddo.
Seatbelt is fastened, secured.
Did you have like the picture prompts in school?
That sounds really familiar.
It's like every I'm gonna say like once a marking period, they would lock you in homeroom. You would sit there for like 3 hours and you'd have like to do like, it was almost like an SAT type of thing, but everybody did it that day. So we did a picture prompt. I was in junior year. I lied, sophomore year. And they gave us a picture with a woman kissing a horse. And somehow.
What?
Yeah. So like, not like nothing crazy. Like she was just kissing a horse, like on the side of its face, whatever.
Okay.
Somehow I construed this story.
Oh, no.
Into like a fantasy sex story.
What?
I literally wrote like 3 pages of this shit, and my teacher, right, she gave me, it needed to be like 4 pages, 5 pages. I did it. It's the whole story. I did it. The horse was a man, but he turned into a man like on a full moon or something like that, and she was sleeping with the horse man when he was a horse and a man.
Bro, what are you talking about, man?
And then she finally broke the curse, and he was a human at the end. My teacher, I thought it was a great story, honestly. For me to be fucking terrible.
It's creative.
It was creative.
I'll give you that.
It was very, I was proud of myself. My teacher gave me a fucking fat zero on it. which is this was a quarter of your grade for the semester, gave me a zero and said, know your audience. But no, definitely hated English. Anytime I had to like read in front of a group of people, I'm like, fuck me. Like I would seize up.
Oh, when they were doing popcorn reading.
Oh my God. And
it's like, okay, you're gonna pick someone. I looked at it. If you fucking pick me, I would make your life a living hell.
And you did.
And I did. No, because I cannot. There's some, for some reason, don't know what it is. When I read something on paper, when I hear it and when I read it, two different things, like two different words. Like if I'm reading a word on paper, I have no idea what that word is or how to pronounce it until someone says it for me.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
So reading in class, I would mispronounce stupid words. And then someone would be like, oh, like she'd be like, oh, like it's this word. I'd be like, oh, okay. Like I just couldn't. This doesn't comprehend in my brain that way. I don't know why.
It happens. So for me too, like, I don't know if this was with you as well. So we had like certain courses or certain stories we had to read. So some of the stories had racial slurs or other slurs in them. And we'd had to read it out loud.
Oh, they make you have to read it?
Oh my God. I remember the first time I saw the N-word in front of me, like on paper. And I said, and I literally froze at the word. And teacher's like, say it. Why are you staring into my black soul like that, telling me to scream this word that's out my lungs?
Was your white?
Yeah, she was white. Miss her the white bitch. That boring ass bitch. I hope she's married and boring.
I will say, though, I struggled in English, but the teachers I had for English were really good teachers.
She was my only terrible English teacher. Oh, really? Only one. Only one that was mean to me. Like, it's terrible.
Yeah, all my English teachers were really good when I was growing up, which honestly was a huge, because all my math teachers were fucking terrible, besides one. Oh, I had this one geometry teacher. Were you good at geometry?
With the shapes and everything?
Yeah.
Like, how to, like, calculate the... Like,
yeah.
Everything. Yeah, I did all that.
Geometry, I was not good at, for some reason. But this old bitch. Terrible teacher. That's the only class I ever got a C in high school. Which is... I was an A and B student.
Same.
Oh. Don't really show it now.
Thank you so much for that.
No, thank you.
I'm trying to
dumb it down. You're doing a great job at it.
I have no words.
The first.
I don't even think of you right now. I'm like, perfect. Fuck.
Anyway, I'll keep going. So no, so I hated geometry because of this teacher, and she was old, and she almost passed out one time during class because I'm not sorry actually. Because she has like she had low blood pressure or whatever, so her heartbeat would be too slow, so she wouldn't get any blood to her brain, and it would cause her to pass out.
The way you're laughing as you say this is so terrible. Keep going.
But yeah, but it almost happened one time, and so then the cool geometry teacher came in, and like she was dope, and so she took over the class for us while she had to like go sit in like the nurse's office or whatever. So that was a fun class. That's the only fun time I ever had in geometry.
Huh. Yikes.
Oh, I love social studies.
So I did like social studies, but I used to hate how, like, I don't know what it was in my school, but they would kind of, like, lie about stuff. Like, some stuff just wasn't right, and I'm like, this isn't true.
Oh.
I was that student that would be like, no, this is what really happened. And the teachers would be like, shut the fuck up. I'm like, no, I'm going to keep talking, actually.
You're like, no.
And then the one reason I really hated social studies is... It's going to sound bad. No, I'm not going to say that. Never mind.
No, so you have to say
it. I can't say it.
Why?
Because I'm going to get canceled.
Why? Go ahead.
So for me, anyway. That...
Wow, it took a lot of convincing.
For me, anyway, in my school time, pretty much every history class was the same thing over and over again. Like, you never got any new information like today. So what I'm speaking of is in regards to Black History Month. Mm-hmm. All they would do was go over Martin Luther King, Rosa Parks, and Malcolm X. It was the same three people every year. Like, we didn't learn anything else.
Right.
So, like, I got up. Like, it was my freshman year. I got up in the middle of class. I said, she was like, we're going to do a... She was like, it's February 1st, Black History Month. I said, cool. I said, I'm going to let you know right now. I don't want to hear these three names. I obviously know where they stand in history. Absolutely love and adore them. But I need to know more. There's more than three people that have made history. And she was like... And she was, it was her first year teaching. It was my first year in high school. She was like, this is what I'm going to have to deal with. And I said, yes.
Yes. You said, I'm going to go to the bathroom.
And she actually did do a bunch of research. She actually taught us a little bit more about that. She was the only teacher to ever put in effort
into like actually teaching you
something different. Like,
oh,
that's
why did I get you canceled?
I don't know. I'm scared. Well, because I didn't want to start saying, oh, Black History Month, and people would be like, what the fuck is he about to say? So you wouldn't know this.
Okay.
You would know this, but other people wouldn't know this. I was bad as fuck in high school.
No.
Bad as fuck. I was a menace. Still am.
Let's say you haven't changed. You're just older now.
I've calmed down a lot.
Significantly.
Thank you so much for that. I love reminders. When I wasn't in class, I was cutting class. So my school was right behind.
You know all this cutting animals, cutting class. God, stop.
It did.
Go forward.
So my school was right by a bunch of fast food places. So we would literally cut class and go to McDonald's or Burger King for gym. And then come back in time to go back inside. We used to smoke cigarettes in the back with the teachers.
You smoke cigarettes?
Cigarettes.
That's why you got that nicotine addiction now. Huh.
Thank you so much.
I had to slow it down because I needed to make sure everyone heard what I said. Got your words right.
I'm trying to wean myself off of it.
Yeah, trying so hard. Man unplugs my Switch to go charge his vape.
Anyway, I was always wandering the halls. There was a time where I was cutting. I was in school, but I didn't go to a single class the entire day.
So where'd you go?
I was in the hallways. I was bothering my other friends in their class, like waving out the window, like, let's go cut class. And everybody's like, no.
You're like, whatever.
No, literally, like, whatever. So then all of a sudden, it's like, my school had 12 periods in a day. So it was like 9th period or 10th period. And all of a sudden, you hear on the intercom, dude, anybody that sees Karan Bright, please escort him to the vice principal's office right now. And I'm like, mind you, I'm in the hallway where like everybody just saw me. I'm like, oh fuck, like I gotta go. I was a little chunkers back then, way bigger than I am now. So, do you just look to see what I look like?
No,
that's gonna fuck you up. So there was a there was a teacher there, and this man was huge. He was big as hell, like, and not just tall, like he was a
wall.
Literally a wall, but like he was the back of a tractor trailer, long ways, but sideways for him. He was insane.
I'm trying to picture what you're.
He was big as he was literally a square. Like he literally had like he was square dimensions.
Huh.
There was no roundness. It was just all blubber in the shape of a square watermelon. Help you picture that. So he's the first person that sees me. He's like, "All right, Mr. Bright." He's like, "I'm going to escort you to Dr. Ruben's office," and I said, are you gonna catch me?
What's wrong with you? What?
And then I didn't run away from him. I ran towards him and like went around. That man took 10 years to turn around. And of course I got IS. Oh my God. Did you have in-school suspension?
Did we have it? Yes. Did I ever get one? No. I was a golden child. Whatever you're describing, I was the complete opposite. I did not cut class.
I don't know why. I was so bad. Like, I don't know why I was trying so hard to be such a bad student. But I still had A's and B's. Like, I was always on the honor roll, like, with my grades. But I was just so bad.
I remember this one kid I was next to, a fucking chatter. Like, he just talked to everyone. So, like, I was next to him, and he was, like, talking to me. I was like, mm-hmm. He's like, mm-hmm. I was like, sure. You know me. If I don't want to talk to you, I will not talk to you.
Right. This is very true.
I will find any way around it to
avoid. He's really good at walking away from a conversation, too.
Oh, I can.
He turns right around. I've never seen somebody do a 180 so quick. I'm like, oh, Nick's pissed.
I'm like, don't have time for that.
No, you don't say anything. You just turn around.
Oh, no, we gotta go.
But this guy who was sitting next to me kept talking to me, and then I got in trouble for it because the teacher was like, can you guys stop talking? I was like, I said, it was not me. I said, it was this kid. And she goes, okay, so I think he got in, like, detention or whatever like that. I didn't get anything. I was not risking getting detention. No. What? Ruin my record? Are you kidding me? I never got detention.
Damn. Never. I was really bad.
I don't think you were really bad. I mean, you
No, I was bad.
But, like, I'm sure some kids have gotten detention XYZ. You know what I mean? I just have never, like, done anything like that.
Huh.
What was your favorite? Did you like elementary school, middle school, or high school the best?
Oh, that's a loaded question. Hold on. Mine had to be high school. High school was a lot of fun. Did you go on your senior trip?
Yes. To Disney?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No. It was fun. Okay. No. Nothing bad happened.
So what did you do?
The fact that you know. So, my poor friends. I have friends that are like super like, we're going to do anything that you want to do type of thing.
Karan did not need that.
I didn't need that. That's called a toxic relationship. Y'all should have put me in my place way back then. But we all go. So when you go, like, everybody's obsessed with the fucking pins there. Like, you want to get all the pins you fucking...
Pins.
Like the pins you put on the lanyard. So I saw a pin. I was very obsessed with Stitch back in the day. Shut the fuck up. But I saw Stitch in a Tron outfit. Do you know who Tron is? No. Okay.
It sounds... I can't picture it.
It's a futuristic, like, never mind. But anyway, I saw this pin, and I should have bought it when I saw it. But then I walked away, and we had a curfew, I think, at 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock.
Yeah, ours was 11.
I think it was 11. So, it's 10:30. We're on the shuttle back to the hotel room.
This is, like, the last day?
No, this is, like, day two.
Oh.
We were there for 4 days. So, I'm like, guys, I really want that pin. They said, okay, we're just going to get back on a shuttle back to Disney World. We didn't get back until 1 a.m. looking for this fucking pen, and I didn't find it. We come back to the hotel room, and the teacher, Miss Kinder, literally goes, where the fuck were you? She didn't say that. She's like, where are you guys at? Where are you guys coming from? You just got here? I'm like, no. She said, Karan tried to lie to me again.
Yes, Miss Kinder.
Get a date.
Good.
So she goes, just so you guys know, since you broke curfew, you guys are being grounded tomorrow. So we had to sit with them for 3 hours. No, it was supposed to be 2 hours that we sat with them. We didn't sit with them for 2 hours because I started singing like Kumbaya and shit. And she was like, just go. We were there for half an hour. She was like, y'all can just leave.
Wow, for the one time Karan sing comes in handy.
I let a whole like
Karan went.
The song wasn't out back then.
Yeah, we know. Drunken Love wasn't out then?
Drunken Love wasn't out then.
Oh. Drunken Love came out. That album dropped my sophomore year of high school.
2016?
2013 it came out.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So for my freshman year, actually.
Yeah, that was the year after I graduated. I forgot what you asked me about, because you asked me about...
Did I ask you? Oh, what was your favorite?
You said high school. Oh, yes. Favorite school. So, mine was definitely high school. Just because I was finding out myself and learning more. That's always my favorite.
Huh. Yeah, I was going to say mine was high school. For some reasons. I feel like that's when I really grew into myself.
Mm-hmm.
Figured out, a lot. Which I think is everyone for high school. But I just had,
You know, some people are still figuring it out, hun.
No, they are. Yeah, it's 68 years old. People still don't know what the hell's going on.
I love but, the young people.
Yeah, high school, I feel like I really became the person I still am. I haven't really changed, I feel like, that much.
Yeah.
I guess some people might say it's a bad thing, but I think I've been consistently the same person. Same person, mostly.
Well, I feel like your personality doesn't really, it can change, but by that time, you should be molded into the person you're going to be. Mentally wise, I've changed a lot, which is good.
Oh, yeah. Mentally, I have changed a lot. I feel like my personality has stayed.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. Anybody that says there is, it's not educated.
That's why I think high school was, probably the best, because I was a good student. I had good grades. I had a lot of, I had a good amount of friends. So it was, I was always, doing something. I loved elementary school, though, too.
Oh, I just wanted to ask you, did you ever have any bullying in your life?
Actually, believe it or not, the complete opposite. I was a peer mediator.
wait, were you the bully?
No, I used to help people with their bullying.
Oh, okay.
Which is weird because some would classify me as a bully. But I never bullied anyone, and I wasn't a bully.
Okay, I felt that.
Don't hold me to that, though.
No, I never was. Same thing with me. Believe it or not, I mediated a lot of things at school.
Yeah.
However...
Uh-huh.
People used to always try me. They would think they were going to bully me.
Oh, here we go.
And that's when the mouth start mouthing. What did I just say? Mouth start mouthing?
I don't know what you said.
I don't know what I said either.
I counted you out.
Someone, this one kid called me the F slur. I'm going to say, he called me a fag.
Oh.
And I said, your daddy loves it. This man swung on me so fast, and we just started fist fighting, and it was bad. That was in middle school.
Well, on that note, I guess that's it for this week's episode. Well, hopefully this episode gets you out of in-school suspension, so you don't end up like Quran. But, But make sure you follow us on Instagram at Let's Be Frank PC, TikTok at Let's Be Frank Podcast. Season one is almost done. Ripley's Believe It or Not.
I can't believe it.
It's crazy.
It's been a ride.
Crazy.
It's been a ride.
Still a few more episodes for you guys, but season one's almost to an end, and we can't wait to tell you what else we got in store for you for the rest of the year. So,
yeah.
Well, thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll catch you on the next episode. Bye, guys.
See you later.